Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. Woo! I tell you, I love that. We have, isn't it good to have confidence in somebody? Yeah. Oh my God, that's good. This is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. It's so simple. Because if we're in Him, we're only going to want what He wants. So you think He's going to answer His prayer? Think about it. Oh, I love this one. Because if you are in Christ, He will give you the petitions of your heart. Because He says according to His will. Because you're only going to ask according to His will. He's not going to go against Himself. Goodness. So think about what you're asking for. Are you asking according to His will? Or are you asking to consume it upon your lust? And we know the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Are you asking in those three categories? You won't get it. But if you ask according to His will, He gives it to you. Now listen to this. John chapter 15, verse 7. Write that one down. I'm actually almost done here, believe me or not. John 15, verse 7. Listen to this. If He abide in Me, there's a condition there. And My words abide in you. Listen to this. This is good. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Man, are you going to get what you want? If you are in Christ, He's going to give it to you. Because you're only going to want what He wants. Goodness gracious Allah. Do you want for the Lord to send forth laborers into the harvest? I truly believe He'll do it. And I'll tell you this. I've been praying about that. And our team has been so blessed. We had a guy that's been with us for 2 years. And he decided, he said, guys, I got enough training. I'm time to start my own team. And last Saturday, we went out with him at his church. And we went around the surrounding areas of his church for him to start knocking on doors. Sending for labor. He's going to that church to train him. He has such a desire. I mean, this guy is a blessing to be around. And I mean, he's a realtor. He's loaded. He pulls up in his nice fancy car. And this guy's going knocking on doors. But his heart, he is so amazing, his heart. He just wants to win souls for Christ. And I tell you, he likes to partner up with me. He partnered up with me, man. And I tell you, we just have a good old time. I tell you, going door to door, I mean, it's just so funny. But I've been praying that the Lord send forth laborers. And now this guy is going out and starting a team at his church. God, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that. And to see the Lord work. Now, the question that Jesus asked is amazing. Well, actually, let me give this last scripture to you. Because I don't want to, this is a good one. John 16, 23. John 16, 23. And in that day, ye shall...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.